Yo, here we go.
I hate you so much right now, it is unreal.
Sure is a good thing that I'm not listening to the stream then.
Dum dum dee dee daddy dum dum dee. Dum dum dee dee daddy my
No, 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 you giant asshole. No.
So good.
Well, on a more cheerful note, for both, you know, Connor and the guys in the chat. Connor, have I ever given you the recipe for this amazing drink that I invented that I call the Twisted Cherry Bomb?
No, you haven't given us said drink.
Okay. Remember this, and then whenever you first take a sip and ambrosia explodes in your head, remember that I showed you this godly knowledge. Take a lowball glass. Pour in one or two shots of Red Stag black cherry whiskey, which is delicious on its own, by the way. Squeeze in the juice from a quarter of a lime, fill it the rest away with ginger ale. It's the best thing ever.
Come to the ET dance. Please throw up your hands. Everybody dance. It's time to party.
Brian! Brian! We are going to break you so that all the happiness from that song will be in your butt instead of in your creepy skull. Ah.
What?
Why would you want to be in his butt? That's just wrong, dude.
We do not want to be in his butt.
I sure hope
that
not.
Would imply that we are happiness, and we are not helping this happiness.
Also, if you're really going to talk like this for the whole episode, I'm really going to have to punch you.
Add it to your list of punches, you heathen.
Do the ET dance, wiggle up your hands. Everybody knows it's time to party. ET
okay,
is an alien,
so
he is kind of spacey.
Brian!
Coming
Brian.
From the university party and go crazy.
Brian!
Remember my earlier threat to Connor that I was going to shove a tasteful floral bouquet of roses down his throat? I'm going to do that to you, only instead of roses, it's going to be a bag of barbed wire dicks.
Oh, that is much worse.
I approve of Eric's.
Nice.
I approve of Fenris and Eric's things. You are amazing. My. Thank you very much for helping us out with this. Okay. I'm going to end the reverb because it's hard to keep up.
Dum dum dee dee daddy, my name's E.T.
Oh my God.
Brian, really?
Brian, seriously, I swear to Jesus.
Brian, I'm going to use my bad beer genie powers to just punch you retroactively for all the bad beer you've ever drank.
Brian, do you fully realize the implications of this?
That's great. Yep.
All right, so here, we have to discuss something.
What?
All right. Brian has triggered the voice from us several times tonight. I was trying. Fuck! Just look at this picture. These pictures. We were discussing these pictures.
Okay.
Clicking. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, a little backstory on this. A while back, I, commissioned, I guess wouldn't be the proper word since she pretty much did it for free, but we'll just use commission for the sake of conversation. I commissioned my friend Appletail to draw, you know, pony versions of ourselves. And apparently, Connor has been so prevalent and so faggy and around in the brony community that his thing got around so much that eventually a Rule 63 was drawn of it.
Oh, yes. Good Lord.
There is now a Rule 63 of us as a pony in human form, which is really fucking confusing.
Hey, I've seen Rule 34 of Imperial Walkers from Star Wars 60, fucking each 60, other.
63, not 34. Did we say 34?
Connor? I'm gonna fucking kill you.
We would like to see you try.
Connor, your anger! Your actions will make my anger explode!
Whatever, Sakura.
I was gonna say, did you just fucking turn into Sakura?
Oh, he brony fucks me so hard I exert nothing but brony.
So it's the opposite of what happened to Chase.
Yes.
That
you see, Chase has a good amount of fat, but was able to reflect.
Oh, so for such a small statured, skinny person, you were easily overcome.
Yeah, fuck you.
Man, for the, Well, it would stand to reason that someone small would be easy to overcome. I mean, there's less surface area for you to coat in semen.
Yes, you did pick up on that. Yes, Eric.
Oh, God.
That doesn't count. He's cheating because he's gay and his mind went to gay thing.
Dude, like, I intended for someone to pick up on that, and he did!
Okay.
Like, you, Eric. Thank you so much.
Of course I will. I'm awesome.
We approve.
Oh, God. But seriously, Connor, that... I don't even have words to express.
Do you think we're going to be able to keep this up for very long? You overestimate our powers.
Okay. I didn't really think there was any power there because you're usually pretty powerless, but you know.
Well, he's powerless when it comes to, you know,
anyway.
Doing his show. So, yes. You know, that makes sense.
Oh, by the way, the person who made those pictures is Kamui, who's in the chat room, and she's pretty, okay.
Hey, no, dude, like they're awesome, you know.
Oh, I mean, thank you, Aperture.
What it is aside, it's a fantastic picture.
Oh, yes, yes. I will be thanking you, Aperture. I don't know if I've forgotten you. I'm breaking the Wii because I'm lazy. But I was told to play Rainbow Factory before somebody had to leave, so I'm going to do it because it's Halloween-y. And this is, I guess, the de facto Halloween episode.
You give me shit for my song, then you're going to play something called Rainbow Factory?
It's based on a dark fan fiction. Turn on the stream if you want to listen to it.
So guys, see, that's the best way to hide a body. Alligators don't really work that well. Pigs will eat everything. We're back on air again.
And before Aperture has to leave, I want to thank him for coming out every night. And that was Rainbow Factory by Wooden Toaster.
Rainbow Factory dresses in style.
Okay, now we need to play the background music. The background music is currently activated.
Just now.
And now, Crayola Brony also has to leave. And I will thank him later as well. Fuck. Anyway.
Well, there goes half our base.
Shut your asshole mouth. Anyway. So, we are already in our second hour of Cyril's City Show!
Get off the stage!
Thank God, I was about to punch you in the throat.
Oh, I know, what I the appall. Hell?
I appall. We apologize.
You appall? Yeah.
We hear right between the lines here. I can pull off vibrato. Let me hold that to show that.
We are so fresh, you can suck our nuts.
See, just be glad that I don't sing, because I'm fully aware my singing voice is awful and creates a zone of destruction around me.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want that.
Fedorsen, we are not going to lie, that sounds pretty sexy.
I may do that at Nets Magfest, if I'm drunk enough.
Oh, See, that's bad for us, enough. So Eric actually can't get off unless the apocalypse is happening.
Yeah, basically. No. What can I say? Post-apocalyptic fashion is très chic.
Valron.
Oh my God, that was like the second gayest thing I've ever said.
Fenrisson, we are disappointed.
Well, don't worry, like, everything Connor says is pretty much gayer than anything you say.
Brian! You freaking
Or rather, than the gayest things you say.
Brian.
What's up?
We don't know
Listen,
why we
Connor,
have you on
listen,
our show
Connor,
anymore.
You know?
Yeah. See, worst example, that worst thing that happened to me, though, some friends and I were watching this really, really awful horror movie from like the late 90s, and the main character lived in this 70s-tastic house with like really dark wood paneling on the walls, and it was like the gloomiest place ever. All of us commented on it, and without even thinking, I blame the whiskey. I was like, you know what? Some pastels would cheer that place right up. And everyone just went silent and turned to look at me, and I was like, oh my God.
Now that is pretty gay, but I stand by that most things Connor say are much worse than that.
Fenrisson is a soundie. Cyril uses opium-powered semen or rage, depending on which form he takes.
Oh my God, what?
Marshmallow,
a
what
soundie?
Are you talking
what does
about?
That mean?
I still stand by it.
I don't know what a soundie means.
Because my mind immediately goes one place, and it's a place it doesn't particularly want to go, because there's a very specific medical usage of the term sound.
Oh boy.
Why don't you tell us? This is
basically means shoving a rod down your dick.
No!
Thanks for overreacting.
Look, I'm sorry, but...
You're welcome, Valron.
No. Why?
Hey.
Why?
Anyone who doesn't enjoy the occasional urethra fuck, I don't really care to know.
Look.
Well, thanks for putting that out there, Brian.
Brian.
No problem.
Yes.
God. Oh, that.
Well, since we're on the subject.
No. Next song. The next song is Maze Dude with Metroid Prime Parasite X OC Remix. I hate you all.
Is that you getting all the horse out of your system?
No, that's me being sad.
Aw, poor baby.
Oh, shut your mouth. I don't know how many listen. I don't know how many people listen to the podcast other than Aperture, who is a great guy. 14 results in an 8/4 boner. I'm pretty sure that means that's a 2x boner.
See, what's always really fun though is
episode
do it.
Title: 2x boner.
That's good. I like it.
See,
2x boner.
No, you know, get a 7/4 one, and then you can have, you know, hipster weird time signature boner.
Oh, music joke. Oh.
Hey, I used to play instruments. I can make music jokes.
I know you do, Valron, and I know Kamui and Valron and Marshmallow and Sean for some reason still stick around. Sean, I don't know how you stick around through this entire goddamn thing. I don't know how you do it because you don't like anything we do, and you still listen.
See, look, Connor's trying to play it off, but really, he pays him.
Fuck you, Brian.
You see, he's trying to make it out, like, on the show, like, oh, well, you know, we must not be that bad, because, you know, at least this guy stands around.
No, but I love all you guys who can actually stick around. I know some of you just can't. It's all right. I mean, this is a weird time slot. He turns off the audio. Drinking and working
on
the mini site.
Pretty bad.
I'm drinking some Johnny Walker right now, so... Huh. Red label, unfortunately, but
zero.
I don't have enough money for the other ones.
Word, adjective, pronoun.
Jared.
It's a shit fuck stack. A shit fuck stack. We got.
It's a fuck
Eric
shit stack, you dumbass.
I'm a dumb ass. Got Peter in the front and Eric in the back. We're doing the shilly show. We're all a bunch of fucking hoes. You know that we're gonna improv the shit, cause all of my shit is legit. Now get down to the silly rap show shit. And now we're gonna go into our next section, but not before another song and Eric's erection in.
Did some? Did he just make a porn version of my character getting fucked by something?
I think he did.
Oh God. Why is there bunny ears?
I don't. I'm kind of curious. I'm not gonna lie.
That's certainly a weird thing to hear.
I don't know what to think.
This looks like a Photoshop.
Photoshop.
Oh, look! You're in one of those weird like. H games.
That's not Aperture, is it? I swear to God, if that's Aperture, I will be pissed.
Fucking Japan. It's an entire nation whose primary export is crazy.
God damn it, it's Aperture. Oh, fuck. No, it's not Chase. Anyway, why don't we read some whimsical fanfiction? Girls.
Oh, speaking of whimsical fanfiction, Sir Connor,
what?
I have something that we have to do a dramatic reading of for the Net Silly show.
Oh, well, we could do it tonight. I mean, we don't have to read Dicks Everywhere interlude.
Well, I don't have it in electronic format yet. I'm going to actually have to type it up.
I see.
It's one of the stories that I got for peer review in my creative writing class.
Oh, boy. Why does that make me so unhappy? I don't know.
Let's go to a song.
Do you want to go to a song? Okay, fine.
I think we should do a song before the fanfiction, to be honest.
All right, well, fine. Here's Doc Nano. That's a weird name. With Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, Dancing Leaves, OC Remix. Two, one.
Well, Brian, being a villain isn't bad because, you know, they're the proactive ones.
I really like that quote that every villain is a hero of their own story.
Yeah.
Because it's true, you know? I mean, unless it's just a really, really, really shitty villain that's just evil for the sake of being evil.
But yeah.
Story like enough to be taken seriously.
Yeah, like, unless it's the hypothetical offspring of Sauron and Cruella de Vil.
Oh, God. Well, that is, that's some food for thought.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it bad that I was thought you were going to say that's some food to thought?
Oh, God.
Probably.
And you guys are all complaining.
Sort of.
But no, but would you, but in all seriousness, I think that the silly show should have all real 63 versions because, let's face it, if we pretend we have tits, more people will come listen. Okay, maybe not. All right, fair enough. Moving on. Dicks everywhere.
Connor,
interview.
you're pretty much a girl.
Yeah, I
you're pretty much a girl anyway, so, I mean.
I'm being left speechless, so I don't have anything to say.
Fair enough. All right, so I'm just going to start reading. The link is here.
I swear to God, Connor, if this isn't My Little Pony fan fiction.
Well, you just got fucked in the ass because.
We're reading something?
Yes. Look, if until I think
of
a section.
First line, Princess Celestia.
Oh, yes. Until I think of a good enough. Well, dude, look, we've been reading the Dicks Everywhere series, and I figured why not keep it to sagas? We have a Widget saga, and we have the Dicks Everywhere saga, apparently. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it other than dicks. Okay. But yeah, so basically, listeners, this is important for you too. Until I think of another section of the show to do, fan fiction fills time and it's funny. So we're going to do that. So enjoy.
All right.
So I will start this. I will start this properly.
Stop being a stalker. God,
no.
You're so creepy.
No, you do not understand. No one understands. You all understand. Oh, okay. In the many millennia of her life, Princess Celestia had fought numerous foes. Some of them, the most fearsome amongst them, the Draconequi. She remembered Strife, who had caused tensions between the ponies of Europony and Demarius's to blow so long ago. She remembered Grief, who'd caused numerous plagues and riots. She remembered Murder, who possessed many ponies throughout the course of history until he was finally turned to stone just 200 years ago. She certainly remembered Discord, who escaped from his stone prison just recently and was only defeated...
by sex.
Well, yes. Once again, with the help of Twilight Sparkle and her friends. There was, however, one Draconequus, which Celestia had never been able to defeat. And ironically, that Draconequus made its home just underneath Canterlot Castle. Princess Celestia was on her way to talk to it before a fat thought flashed through her mind. Twilight Sparkle and her friends had managed to defeat Discord. Maybe, with just a bit of luck, they could defeat this Draconequus as well. And so begins the Dicks Everywhere interlude, Elements of Horse Semen.
Who's next? I don't know.
I'll go. Where are we? 7?
Yes.
I'll read the next section.
Twilight Sparkle was with her friends when she received a summons from Princess Celestia, calling them to Canterlot immediately. Rarity couldn't contain her glee. Canterlot! And to think we were just there! How wonderful to go again! Rarity, responded Twilight. This doesn't sound like a casual visit. Princess Celestia is obviously calling us there for something important. Important or not, that doesn't mean there's no time for shopping afterwards. Let's go. Following behind an eagerly galloping Rarity, the friends made their way to Canterlot. Upon their arrival, Princess Celestia gave them each their element of harmony. Twilight Sparkle, said the princess solemnly, I'm sure you know that Discord isn't the only weird word.
No, just keep going. Don't even read it.
Connect loose.
Weird word.
I've read about the others after we've defeated Discord. There are four Draconquins. Discord, strife, grief, and murder. Okay, one of these things is not like the other things.
And I'm sure that two of them are the same.
Did one of the others break free too?
I hope no. It was murders. That way everyone here will die and we can stop this story.
No, my faithful student. There are five. One won't see in any history books. Because I have never defeated him. I surrendered. Rainbow Dash looked aghast. You, the princess, surrender? We'll show this the ponies can do. I hope you can. I really do.
All right.
That's it for me.
Okay.
29.
God, here goes. Princess Celestia led the six friends underneath Canterlot Castle through a network of tunnels and finally to a simple wooden door. Behind this door, said Celestia, is the fifth Draconequus. Violation, the spirit of sodomy. Thousands of years ago, Princess Celestia was interrupted by a flash of light. Beside her appeared the great and powerful Trixie.
The great and powerful Trixie's newest spell, she said. Tells Trixie that some pony just said sodomy. Did some pony just say sodomy?
Put down her other friends in confusion. Now, why would Trixie even have a
spell? Well, that's considering
asked.
Someone who knows nothing about MLP and has never seen a single episode, that was a surprisingly accurate voice.
It's that's true.
Kind of
for that character.
Princess Celestia turned to face Trixie. And who are you? Don't worry, Princess, said Twilight. I know her. Trixie, we're about to battle a Draconequus, or however the fuck you say it. We can use your help.
Let no pony say that the great and powerful Trixie would ever back down from a test of might.
Actually, said Fluttershy, maybe it would help to wait a little bit first. I'm not quite sure that I'm ready to, before she even finished talking. She noticed the other ponies had already opened the door and rushed beyond it, like dumbasses. After swallowing in fear, Fluttershy followed them.
All right, so we're going to move on to our next and final reader after we play
I'm going to drink my pain away.
Good. After some after some dubstep by this guy named Tegan Kelk. Super Mario RPG Big Bad Koopa Dubstep.
We'll be right back.
right, and we made the mistake of reading ahead. This is a chat's really quiet because there's not that many people here. Alexi must have forgot. I don't know. But either way, we might not read this whole thing because it's kind of long, even for Dicks Everywhere.
So it does end with the absolutely hilarious line. A year later, a political scandal ensued when reporters found a room full of stone dicks underneath Canterlot Castle.
What? I just heard you.
Yeah, that would be my roommate.
I just hear you talking and all I hear is from the background. What?
Yep.
All right, Pete. Will you do the honors? I think we are on line, 45.
I don't really want to, but
no one really wants to.
Okay, let's get this shit going.
This is a doozy.
beyond the door was a small room, approximately 20 feet by 20 feet. In the center was not a Draconiquis, but rather a pony. It was male, with a velvet red coat and some sort of curious Sumerian-looking design instead of a cutie mark. Most noticeably, the pony was chained, albeit loosely, to each of the four corners of the room, and oddly, despite being the deity representing sodomy, his magical elder god penis was only about a foot long.
Oh, good.
Twilight had been able to Twilight had been able to conjure much larger penises with her magic. However, as soon as the pony noticed them, its god cock began to grow until it stretched all the way to the end of the room where Twilight and her friend stood. Unexpectedly, the god cock also became prehensile and began to rub Celestia's cheek. Oh, God, I don't want to read this. Ah, the chained pony said in a voice that sounded like a whisper and yet overwhelmed the ponies with its volume. My dear, sweet Princess Molestia. It's... He stopped to flash an unearthly smile. It's so nice of you to visit once again. And you've brought along some friends, too. You really are too kind. He displayed his wicked smile once again. For your own good. Let's see. Violation, said Celestia grimly, brushing his penis aside with a forehoof. Maybe you were the only one I couldn't defeat before, but now I can. With the help of my student and her friends. Oh, I see where this shit's going.
Oh, it gets worse.
Well, just read 53 and you'll be done for now.
Really? Friendship and the elements of harmony. Violation's penis shrank until it was at its resting size of 1 foot. He placed his two forehooves upon his chest and pulled them apart. Oh, Jesus. There... Yeah. There appeared a vagina, just like any mare's, except for its size. The supernatural horse vagina was nearly 2 feet tall.
Okay, that's runner-up for episode title.
Violation stretched it open, and his
plot thickened.
As the plot thickened, and he took feminine
Pete's turn. This is going to turn Pete into the incredible
put
Pete.
Together, smile. He spoke in a seductive man's voice. Take your best shot.
Oh my god. All right, so.
Applejack.
The six friends lined up and powered up their elements while Celestia and Trixie awkwardly waited behind them. Violation simply waited while the elements were activated, and when the rainbow hit him, he simply smiled. Well, he said as he returned to his previous form, that wasn't effective. Applejack spoke up. Now, my intonation did not work. Violation's penis of Olympus hyperextended once again and tussled Rainbow Jack's hair. Because, Applejack, I'm not disharmonious. Nightmare Moon betrayed Celestia. That's disharmony. Discord was discord. You don't need an explanation. But I've always been fair. I offered Celestia the chance to surrender, to keep her throne, and she took it. I said that she'd have to come down here every month so that I could enjoy her. And not once tried to change my terms. Now, if you actually wanted to defeat me, you'll need something like the elements of chastity, if those existed. Not that any of you would be able to wield them, he added with a knowing smile.
Maybe,
said Pinkie Pie, while limboing under Violation's god dick. But what you're doing isn't fair. Isn't fair? The princess was late today. That isn't fair. But she did bring you all along, so I guess suppose that makes up for it. Suddenly, the door to the room slammed shut, and Violation simply melted to free himself from the chains. Rainbow Dash glanced at Princess Celestia. What's the point of keeping him chained up if he can shapeshift like that? Shapeshift like that?
Yeah.
Celestia sighed. He demanded
he just likes being chained up.
Yeah. He demanded that I keep him chained up when I surrendered. He said it's one of his churches. Oh my, said Rarity. Suddenly, the puddle that was Violation spread itself out, covering the walls and floor and ceiling of the room. Okay. Princess asked Celestia, what's he doing? Get to the good part. Before she had the chance to respond, thousands of dicks of various sizes shot out of all the surfaces in the room, and a magic dampening field filled the whole room. Trixie was propelled into the air by the sudden emergence of ground dicks.
Okay, that's also a runner-up for episode title, Sudden Emergence of Ground Dicks.
So, diglets popped up everywhere?
Oh god, diglets.
Oh, clever.
But managed to land her rear hooves on a pair of dicks.
This is so Chase all around.
I know! Did Chase write this? She flailed her forehooves around to try to stay balanced. Pinky broke out in laughter despite all the other ponies' parenting. Look! She said. She's surfing on a sea of dicks! She's the gnarly and tubular
That is something
Trixie.
Chase would yell out.
Prehensile dicks wrapped around each of the ponies' legs, keeping them immobile. They began to force Rarity and Fluttershy together until the poo ponies were face to face, their bodies pressed up against one another. What's going on? Screeched Fluttershy, clearly panicked, coming from all around them. Violation's voice responded. Rarity and Fluttershy, OTP. God damn it. No, sooner than that was said, did Fluttershy sprout a pony dick a foot long. Violation maneuvered the two ponies until the head of Fluttershy's dong pressed up against the second best pony's lower lips.
Just take a second to imagine how disproportional that is, considering she's only 2 feet long anyway.
Yeah.
Big dicks everywhere. Alright, I don't know if I can tolerate any more of this. And I am drunk.
Anybody? All right, well, next section.
What?
Next section.
Oh my God. What line are we on?
91.
I'll take this one.
All right.
Take it home.
I just read 93, and it kind of made me throw up a little in my mouth.
Oh, God.
Fluttershy broke into tears. Rarity, she was interrupted by Violation, forcing Rarity's marshmallow vagina all the way down Fluttershy's magic school bus. Rarity in Fluttershy's pleasure. Who should take Rarity's plot, wondered Violation, before he made up his mind and his myriad dicks. And his myriad dicks moved Applejack over to join the two ponies. With another one of Violation spells, Applejack sprouted a pair of dicks, one just above her apple-flavored pony vag, and a second prehensile horse dung shooting out of her apple pony butthole. Violation moved Applejack behind Rarity, ramming her regular horse cock into Rarity's marshmallow anus. A few of Violation's own dicks, only a few, grabbed hold of... Oh, God, that's right, they're prehensile. Grabbed hold of Applejack's ass dick, That is a word I never wanted to hear.
I never thought I'd ever hear the word acetate.
And forced it into Fluttershy's now wet plot hole. Rarity screamed once again. Fluttershy groaned, and Applejack could only ask, "Now just why the hey do I have an acetate tentacle?"
That was the worst.
Brian, I am nowhere near drunk enough to have a proper Texan accent.
None of this makes any sense.
This makes sense, doesn't it, Applejack? A better question would be why Rarity doesn't have a penis. The answer, I forgot! Here's one for her now. Just as suddenly as the other ponies, Rarity sprouted a horse cock. Except hers was different. About a foot down its shaft, it suddenly split off into three different marshmallow bindi straw penises, all of which moved to enter the three ponies' mouths. "I can't control it," cried Rarity. "My Cerberus marshmallow pony has a mind of its own." Watching all the dicks unfolding, Celestia, Twilight, and Rainbow Dash watched in horror. Pinkie Pie began rubbing her pink Appalachian mountain. While Trixie magic etch hold of a few of Violation's dit pinnacles and force them into her mystical pony genitals, plot hole, and mouth. "Look at this one," said Violation. "Such initiative." Violation maneuvered Trixie over to the planet Twilight, and a pair of dicks sprouted on the blue pony's abdomen. Oh, so now you have stomach dick. Wow. "Violation," said Trixie. "If you would." Violation guided Trixie's two arcane pony pulverizers into Twilight's crescent vagina and purple pony plot hole. Trixie responded with a smile, while Twilight was clearly irritated. I almost said irritated. "Trixie," she said, "this isn't what I said you could come along for." And I'm done.
Oh.
Rocks falls, everyone dies.
What line did you end off on, Eric?
109.
It's
109.
I think it's actually my turn.
It is, but I need to take a quick song break. I need a song break. Here's My Little Pony, DJ Amaya versus Groovebot.
Oh,
Well, I don't know what to think anymore. My life has clearly been a lie this entire time.
Yeah. Yeah, this story is fanning the flames of my hatred for all that lives in the world because it's proof that good is dead.
It's true, but Peter, you
expressed... A kind universe would never allow something like this to exist.
You don't believe in a kind universe. Anyway, Peter.
Yeah?
You mentioned that you wanted to read.
I don't think so.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess I can continue unless somebody else wants to, because I am actually interested in what verbs and adjectives he will use for the word penis.
Go ahead.
All right, fine. Ignoring Twilight's protests, Trixie simply rapidly thrust. Need more drink. Ignoring Twilight's protests, Trixie simply rapidly thrust in and out of the nerd pony. By now, Rarity was also excited, moaning as she was penetrated by Fluttershy and Applejack. Applejack continued to resist and attempted to withdraw her ass dick tentacle from Fluttershy's plot was met by a painful squeeze on said ass dick tentacle by Violation's many wall dick tentacles. That was hard to read!
That was like a tongue twister.
Oh my god! Violation spoke, "That's quite rude, Applejack. Fluttershy was enjoying that, weren't you, Fluttershy?" Fluttershy nodded. Then keep at it, Applejack. That's what friends are for. Finally, Violation paid some attention to the resisting Rainbow Dash. "Dashy," he said, "you've never had a penis, have you?"
"Hey, Connor."
"What?"
"Because I was having a lot of fun with it, let me do Violation's voice."
"Okay."
"Awesome."
Rainbow Dash could only gulp fearfully in response before a magically summoned candy dick appeared over her over her other more different genitalia. Her massive candy badge destroyer was even bigger than she was. 6 feet long and 2 across.
Candy badge?
Ah! Rainbow Dash's entire body felt the dick recoil of the throbbing erection. The third best pony didn't want to admit it, but the dick felt shamefully good. You'd be dead! Anyway, of course, she had no idea how she'd use it, but even just massage it was receiving from both Violation's appropriately multicolored dongs and her own hooves felt incredible. Violation moved the furiously... Violation moved the furiously masturbating Pinkie Pie over to Rainbow Dash the Rainbow Pony, unsure of what was about to happen to the pink pony, masturbating even harder to no pony's great surprise, in hindsight at least. Pinkie Pie found herself the proud wielder of a giant pink pony cock stretching out 5 feet. Although just a few inches in diameter. Pinkie Pie couldn't help but shout "penis party" as Violation gently guided the head of her penis into Rainbow Dash's.
Sounding!
Now, the blue pony's eyes went wide as her friend thrust her love sausage into Rainbow Dash's gargantuan blue fire hydrant of a cock. By now, all of the ponies except Celestia were backing. Even Applejack and Twilight had gotten into the mood of things, and after bestowing a moderately sized horse cock upon Twilight Sparkle, which she and Trixie sucked together, Violation turned his dick valves to the left, unleashing a cascade of horse semen. Pinkie Pie was the most enthused of all the ponies, grabbing Violation's wiggling decks out of the air and shoving as many as she could into her. All of her orifices flooded with horse semen, and she began bucking Rainbow Dash's cock even harder. Rudely speaking, with her mouth full.
Nonsense, Connor. This is totally hot.
No. I think I just grew a vagina because of this story. Rudely speaking,
no,
with
your vagina just got a little deeper.
Oh.
Burn.
She joyously exclaimed, "It tastes good." This fiction has bested me. I can't continue.
All right, next section.
Next section. I can't finish it. Maybe someday, but not tonight.
I think this is the part where we don't really have anything else left, so we just say things.
Yeah, I think this is the part where we all crawl off and die quietly.
I can't. This.
You are terrible.
Not
you. By the way, Connor, I must say it's quite enjoyable to watch your spirit broken.
No, yeah. My spirit must never be broken. This is unfortunate.
Yeah, your spirit's fucked.
No. Why? Why does Dicks Everywhere interlude the elements of horse even have to exist? Why was this happen?
His original spirit of it, a semi-masculine metalhead, was already broken at the sight of ponies.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should live anymore as I am. I need to change forms in order to live.
No. No, you don't.
I must become...
No.
A Metroid.
Okay. That's okay.
I didn't see you going there with that.
I must become a Metroid so I can suck the life force out of all who write fix like this.
Dude, this is getting really weird.
I'm not gonna lie.
Well, he's actually lost it. His spirit is so broken.
We don't know how to handle this.
Why do I imagine that he's like breaking down and he's like whining and like talking about how he's being broken, that he just kind of slowly morphs.
At last, stage two of my ridiculously convoluted plan is one quarter complete.
We can't continue being us. We must change to hide the pain.
I imagine him like slowly
Finrisin
morphing.
Absorbs the pain and only becomes
stronger. And the next song I don't have queued up, so shit.
I do have to say, though, reading that story was almost as hard as my throbbing dick is right now.
Hot.
I there's only silence.
I can't
say anything without sounding gay, so
I can't be freaked out by that anymore.
If you immediately follow up with no homo. Dude, I totally want to suck all your dicks right now. No homo. See, and that makes it okay.
Oh, except for you it doesn't matter because you're already gay.
Your point is irrelevant.
Pretty sure his point
No.
Like, spot on.
Dude, I just imagine since, you know, like, Eric's a very, like, straight acting, like, gay guy, he'd be like, hey, I'm going to the shooting range, no hetero.
Hey guys, let's go pound down some Irish car bombs, no hetero.
That's actually pretty fucking funny. Oh,
I won't lie, that is rather fucking hilarious.
I didn't see that coming in any way, shape, or form. No joke. Well, I just downloaded a bunch of fucking pony music. Let me pick something at random. Oh, hey, that glitch remix. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to play this, and then we'll be back and talk about bullshit. Yay! Yeah.
Okay, so guys, like I've been telling you, of course I'm going to help you hide the butt. Hi, people.
Look, man, I even gave you warning that time.
Yeah, well, I wasn't listening. You were talking.
Your mother talks when I have her.
You know, it's kind of funny, Connor. At the end of you, you know, just like breaking down and, you know, your talking was just like getting slower as, you know, you were being broken by the fan fiction. I just imagine after you're done with all that, you just kind of float away like a jellyfish in small little convulsions as a Metroid.
That is fairly accurate to how we reacted to this fan fiction.
You know, I was like, man, we should be able to post pictures of a reaction to this fanfic. I already know which one Brian would post.
Yeah.
That really old one.
Yeah, the really
Brian
old one.
Brian has a picture that is very funny, but it's not that funny.
The look on his face is pretty priceless.
Yeah.
I. Oh my god. You know.
Do you still have that? Because I don't think I do.
I do somewhere in my 10 gig My Pictures folder.
Oh, okay.
I'll find it and send it to you eventually.
We are part Metroid Hive Mind. It is true.
Oh, God.
I have become one with the Metroids. Our shit. God, suck cock.
You're terrible.
Look, man, if you've had as much scotch as I've had, then you would be too.
Hey, Brian, what do you think of showing this as my reaction picture to, you know, reading the part with Violation?
Is it you holding up a knife?
No.
Linking
out of
in
character
chat,
and it kind of creeps me out.
Linking in chat links. Oh,
like, I feel like I'm about to get shanked.
I'll shank you with a penis.
With
probably.
Your penis, yeah.
I yeah, I have penises. Hey, Valron, if you I was drinking Johnny Walker Red Label. Suck your bitch and tit fucks. Yes, that is
bitch
Eric.
Tit fucks. This shit sucks.
Your name is Mother.
Oh, snap.
Now my roommates are talking about whether or not Halle Berry is important. I'm not sure what to make of this.
Halle Berry is not important.
No, she isn't.
Halle Berry is only good for one thing. nuts.
Cooking,
sucking.
Cleaning, and vaginas.
Oh, actually, I did find a picture that properly, you know, captures the horror that I felt at this reading, though. That.
Oh, look, another picture that I'm going to not even look at this time and link in chat.
Oh, God.
Linking.
That is a pretty genuine-looking expression, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The hair kind of kills it.
Yeah, the hair, dude, never, ever have a mohawk again, or I will punch you through the, like, universe. Oh,
that mohawk was a joke. It was, I went and helped Twilight Cemetery set up for their show.
Oh,
ran
right.
Back home real quick, came back 20 minutes later with a mohawk.
Right. I remember you telling me about that story. Okay, we're going to end the show.
You sound tired, Connor. Perhaps I can help you with a Mascuzzi massage.
No, I don't know what that is, but no.
You've never seen Eurotrip?
Yeah, I don't remember. Too drunk.
You need to.
I've seen it. Funny. I've seen Eurotrip. Eurotrip was fucking hilarious, but I can't, like, I don't remember that term for some reason.
I like the robot fight.
Yes,
funny.
My Metroid voice is gone. I got lazy of holding the mic to my mouth. I have another mic that I was using to do that voice effect.
So making up for the lack of the Metroid voice, Finrisson is going to do the third-person action voice.
We approve.
Finrisson approves as well, obviously.
All right, serious section. Proper Metroid voice etiquette.
So, proper Metroid voice etiquette. What? You know, we never do the serious section.
Not anymore.
I know. Like, we started it, and then it kind of fizzled out because we like being silly.
We did the serious section for National Coming Out Day.
That's true. That was a very good serious section. If we could have
it
more,
actually really was.
If I could have
that's
more,
because, well, they, you see, that's because we had actually had like a few people in the chat who could really like talk about it. True. Whereas normally, a lot of the times when we choose a serious section, only like one person out of us really knows anything about it.
Right.
So that means that Finrisson's task over the next week is going to be to find a silly section that all of us can speak on with authority.
I think you mean serious?
What did I say?
You said silly.
Are you suggesting that Finrisson was wrong?
We are suggesting Finrisson was, yes, wrong.
Finrisson is going to hit you in the face by throwing a Ragnarok.
Will you...
Can you even throw an end of days?
We don't know how to process this.
We need to shut the fuck up and stop talking like that.
We have an announcement to make, listeners.
Do we?
We have just been absorbed back into the Metroid Hive Mind.
Oh, God.
The escape was temporary, at most. But it is now 12 p.m., and I will thank all of the listeners. We would like to thank Sean Apex for somehow listening to this. I don't think he was actually listening to this, but if he was actually listening to this, holy shit. And for his dedication to our cause, I would like to extend an offer to everyone to listen to 8BitX Extravaganza on 8BitX.com tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on Wednesday. Terry Bomb, thank you for listening earlier. Aperture, thank you for listening earlier. Octavia, thank you for listening earlier. Kamui, thank you for making weird pics of us, and I think he's probably working on female versions of all of us. Oops. Valron, thank you for continually staying all the time.
I don't know.
SB057, Crayola Brony, Synth Tom, who was only here for a little bit. Orchestral Design, listened for a little bit. Marshmallow, thank you for coming by. And, also I'd like to thank Brian, Peter, and Fenrisson for coming out to be my co-hosts tonight.
Finrisson accepts your thanks, feeble human.
Implying we are human.
I got nothing.
Yes.
Everyone knows Connor is part human, part horse, all horse, no human.
We are actually part Metroid, part horse, and part you're sucking my dick right now. Get off.
That would be a really fucked up persona.
I'd like to see somebody draw that.
That kind of would be awesome.
It would be. Alrighty then. I would like to wish you all good night. There's not going to be an ending song tonight as I don't have one. So to deal with it.
Just stop play E.T.
No, fuck that song.
Good night, all.
Good night, every pony, putty, and anyone else. Thank you for listening to Zero Silly Show. And we'll
Merry October to all, and to all a good night.
Next time we see you, it'll be November, and I won't have this ridiculous voice. Good night.
Awesome.